Three Truths to Understand the Location of the Living Entities, by Krishna's Mercy.
Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagad Avyakt Murtina Matsthani Sarvabhutani Na Chahan Teshva Avasthita.
Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.4.
1. Krishna's energy is everywhere. This is one of the ways to define God. He is certainly the Supreme Being. He is certainly divine. When it comes to activities and appearance, karma and janma, the nature is transcendental.
Jan karma chame divyam. Evam yo veti tattvata. Tyaktva deham punar janma. Nati mam eti sorjun.
Quote, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.9.
We know that the activities are extraordinary based on a juxtaposition. Krishna lifts a massive hill and rests it on the pinky finger of his left hand. No one else can do this. Krishna can show the Virat Rupa, the universal form, which is one way to prove the existence of God. No one else can do this. In addition to the personal, identifiable form, there is the impersonal side. The best example to help explain is the sunshine. The sun has a fixed position. It remains where it is. The sun does not get lost. The sun does not actually leave a certain space. Simply our positioning relative to the sun changes. Though the sun is a fixed object, its influence is everywhere. The influence spreads through the sunshine. Each particle within the sunshine is essentially identical to the sun. There is a non-difference. The same applies to Sri Krishna, as his energies are everywhere. The impersonal feature is known as Brahmajyoti, which can be compared to the sunshine. 2. The living entities are the manifestation of the marginal energy of Krishna. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that the living entities are part of this Brahmajyoti. They are within that energy, sometimes associating directly with God and sometimes choosing to forget Him. Because of this vulnerability to change, they are classified as the marginal energy. This is marginal in terms of association in consciousness. There is never any actual separation. The particles in the sunshine are still linked to the sun. There can be no separation. The particles may choose to exhibit independence, to feel as if they are not originally from the sun, but the lack of acceptance has no bearing on the truth. 3. The living entity is everywhere. As the Brahmajyoti is everywhere, so are the living entities. This is how to know for certain that living beings can be found in any space. They are not exclusive to one area or one planet. They may appear differently. This is due to the variety in material covering, which is determined by the Creator, Lord Brahma. Taking the three modes of nature in different proportions and combinations, we get up to 8,400,000 different species. Having the size comparable to the tip of the hair divided into 10,000 parts, the actual spark of the Brahman energy is impossible to see. It can only be noticed through the external covering, in the way that we detect the presence of the wind based on its impact to external objects. To wherever it can go, the living entity is somewhere at the moment. Right now I am within the human form of body. I have the potential to take birth in the air, on land, or in the water. I can fly high in the sky as a bird. I can swim safely in the water as a fish. I might have two legs or four arms. I might live for one day or 1,000 years. Wherever I may find myself, I always have the link to Krishna. Nothing can be done to sever the relationship. When I am in the state of ignorance, following what we deem to be atheism, there is simply forgetfulness. The close friend is still standing by. He is everywhere. All beings are in him, but he is not in them. He is not a component to any external object's existence. Everything rests in him. We are always part and parcel of Krishna, and the goal of genuine religion is to reawaken to that understanding, act on it, and maintain the link in consciousness through to the end of the current lifetime. In closing, not in isolation bound. Everywhere can be found. Like the sunshine to spread. In every direction to head. The living entities roaming free. But singular source is he. Who of divine work and appearance. Dharma to his word adherence.